For Chileans, September 11th was a potent anniversary long before the World Trade Center towers crumbled. 30 years ago, the democratically elected government of Salvador Allende was overthrown in a bloody military coup that brought General Augusto Pinochet to power. President Allende was Latin America's first elected socialist leader. He died during that coup. Thousands more people were murdered or forced to emigrate during General Pinochet's repressive 17-year rule. Peter Kornbluh directs the National Security Archive's Chile Documentary Project, a private research organization in Washington, D.C. Mr. Kornbluh is on the line with us from Havana, Cuba, where he's working on a documentary film. Thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Secretary of State Powell recently referred to the events of 30 years ago in Chile, and this is a direct quote, "It's not a part of our country's history that we are proud of." What can you tell us about what we know today about U.S. involvement in that coup?
Well, the United States really worked very hard to bring about the downfall of democracy in Chile and then actually embraced the advent of a military dictatorship there. And the declassified documentation that we've managed to get released really does show the dark side of U.S. foreign policy in the early 1970s in Chile. Richard Nixon ordered the CIA to try and foment a coup to keep Allende from actually even being inaugurated as president after he was elected. Then the CIA launched a pretty massive covert intervention for 3 years in order to undermine his government that eventually contributed to the military coup that brought Pinochet to power.
A lot of Americans might have the impression that the 1975 hearings that were chaired by Senator Frank Church of Idaho went into a lot of this history and aired a lot of, if I might use the phrase, dirty linen at that particular point. How important were those hearings? What did the American public find out, and what were we not able to find out?
Those hearings were extraordinarily important. They really marked the first time that U.S. Congress had attempted to lift the veil on secret covert operations abroad. The committee did gain access to some CIA documentation and was able to produce a fairly comprehensive report called Covert Action in Chile, 1963 to 1973. What the Church Committee wasn't able to do is actually release the documents that it saw, and it turns out that a number of key documents, particularly those involving communications with Richard Nixon and his staff between Kissinger and Nixon, were withheld from the committee. For example, we have a document that was not shown to the Church Committee, which is a transcript of Richard Nixon and his key national security aides discussing how to, quote, hurt Allende and bring him down. And this document, for the first time, gives us a sense of what was the motivations of Nixon and Kissinger in being so hostile towards Allende. And at one point during the meeting, Nixon turns to his national security advisors and says, "Our main concern in Chile is the prospect that Allende can consolidate himself, that the picture projected to the world will be his success." And this is the most candid statement that we have from the President of the United States of the fact that what they really feared about Allende was that, as a democratically elected socialist, he might actually succeed in changes in Chile that would then create a model effect for other countries around the world. Other documents that have been released that show that Richard Nixon was personally involved in authorizing covert payments to Chile's leading newspaper, El Mercurio, which was the principal bullhorn of opposition to Allende in the early 1970s. There are thousands of documents, and there are many, many details in the early history of U.S. policy towards Allende, and then even more details, and important ones, about how the United States supported Augusto Pinochet after he took power.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Kornbluh, we may do with the euphemistic expression that we said President Allende died during the coup. How did he die? Do we know that now?
We do know that now. For many, many years, it was widely believed that the military had shot him as they attacked the presidential palace in downtown Santiago, known as La Moneda. In truth, he took his own life as the military invaded the Moneda Palace rather than surrender. And his bodyguards, on this 30th anniversary of the coup, have come forward to confirm that that is how he died.
Mr. Kornbluh, thanks very much.
It's a great pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
Peter Kornbluh, who's author of The Pinochet File, a declassified dossier on atrocity and accountability. He spoke with us from Havana, Cuba.